you win today, you win next week Sunday, you should be in. And Wisconsin's done a good job with what they have been able to do this season in those games to put them in a position to have those tiebreakers. But you got to get it done here in the second half. And we'll take our final halftime break, and we'll come back with the second half. We are tied at 37, Wisconsin at Penn State. Teams coming out of the locker room doing their warm-up shots. We'll get the second half underway when we come back. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Our score is we get underway here in quarter number three, Wisconsin at Penn State. And the Badgers, those road red uniforms with the white numerals. Penn State in the breast cancer awareness game. They've got the white home uniforms with the pink numerals front and back. And Wisconsin misses their first offensive possession left of the circle, long two by Porter. And we'll come back to Penn State offensively. Still tied at 37. Inside there is Merkel up strong off the right side over the top of Carter McCray. And that is the first basket of half number two. It goes to Penn State. There's going to be a three on the left side, and that's by Tess Meyer. She misses that, and the rebound will come back to Penn State, and they will toss it out on a poor pass by Santana, and this will be Wisconsin basketball. All right, so Penn State struggling with turnovers a little bit there in the first half. And we'll have more of that here. Start off the second half. 2-point lead here for the Lady Lions, 39-37. 8:50 left in the third. Ronnie Porter now for the Badgers. Top of the circle. Picks up her dribble. Fires it over to Douglas. Wisconsin moving to our left in the second half. 2-point deficit here for the Badgers. Here's going to be a chance by Porter. Goes up strong. Missed it a little bit too much off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Penn State. Wisconsin not able to get a bucket on their first couple offensive possessions. 90 seconds into the third. Comes back here to Penn State. Santana trying to go inside. Sarah Williams fronting Merkel. Now there's a three. Left side by Murray. Misses that one. Rebound comes down to Wisconsin. As we said for Murray, leading the conference, 67 made three. She is 0 for 4 in this game. Good pass up ahead and a jump stop by Sarah Williams. Lets the defense fly past her. And she goes off the glass and got it. 39-39 our score. 2 minutes into the third. Douglas getting the start here, by the way, in this third quarter with Tess Myers, Sarah Williams, Carter McCray, and Ronnie Porter. So Leitzinger, who typically a starter, going with the hotter hand, Douglas, to start off the second half. Eight to shoot here for Penn State. Murray going to fire it over left side, and we'll have a travel called on the Lady Lions. Turnover number 10 for Penn State. We'll go back to Wisconsin. Well, good defense there by the Badgers. Still tied at 39-39, 7:40 to go in the third. Wisconsin's Porter will jog it up into the forecourt. Penn State not going with any full court press here to start off the second half. Douglas off to McCray. Williams offering her a screen. McCray doesn't take it. Give instead to Porter, and they'll change up their offense. Porter on the left side, 10 to shoot. Gives it to Tess Myers. 7 to shoot, trying to go inside. Stolen away there. Bad pass from Myers down low. And now they'll come up the floor. Will Penn State rising up. Elliott in the lane. Missed it too strong. Rebound comes down to Myers. All right, nothing hurt there by the Badger turnover. Myers going to scamper up the floor now. Gives it off to Porter. She's going to drive. Hesitation dribble. Now fakes it up. Goes inside the circle to McCray. She'll pass up that shot. Now down low. There's going to be a skip pass to Porter. Douglas wide open three on the extra pass. Oh, she barely grazed the rim. It falls into McCray's hand. She'll go up for the Badgers. Foul got the basket to go. And there's Carter McCray making something happen from the offensive rebound and a chance at the three-point play. Here's Merkel called for her second. We said it during halftime. It'd be great if she'd pick up that third early in this third quarter. 6:50 to go in the third. Just underway second half. Wisconsin 2-point lead. McCray will try and make this a 3-point lead. First free throw of the game here for Carter McCray. Just a 59% free throw shooter. It's a bit of an adventure for her at the line this year. She hits that one though. 42-39, the Badgers. 6:50 left in quarter number three. Give Wisconsin credit here. They have got 10 points off these 10 turnovers. Top of the circle now for Penn State. Off to Steele. Going to move it down low. Now she'll come back out to Murray. 10 to shoot here for Penn State. Murray, left of the circle. Picks up her dribble. Myers all over her defensively. Trying to force a turnover. Instead, she'll hand it off. Gets bailed out. There's Elliott. Rising shot, and it is in. You can tell that Gabby Elliott, she's that player who's kind of been all over the place. Michigan State, Clemson, now here at Penn State. Athletic 5'10 guard out of Detroit. And when she rises up, she's able to really jump out of the gym. Wisconsin down low, trying to pass it with Williams. Goes off a Lady Lions foot. Stay here with Wisconsin, 19 on the shot clock. But yeah, boy, Gabby Elliott, when she rises up, she goes over the top of everyone. She's got hops. Douglas pass it inside to McCray. Wisconsin will set up offensively. 1-point lead here for the Badgers. Nice pass there and a backdoor find. Carter McCray down low to Ronnie Porter. So the taller playing going to the shorter player. And a heady play there by Ronnie Porter. So Porter's up to double digits now. 10 points, 5 of 8 from the field and 8 assists. So close to her double-double. 5:48 left in the third. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Foul down low as Merkel got that ball. Right block goes up strong. Gets fouled, and she should have a couple free throw shots upcoming. Foul was called on Williams. So that is her second personal. First for Wisconsin as a team in the third quarter. Penn State also with one. And this will be two free throws for Gracie Merkel working that right wrist a little bit. She jammed her hand in that second quarter. It doesn't seem like it's hampered her.
Number 44, Gracie Merkel at the line for Penn State.
Now we've got a little pause in the action here. I believe Coach Keeger for Penn State wanting a conversation with the referee. Referees go over to the scores table now. Maybe a clock issue of some kind. Coach Mosley leaning in to see what the holdup is. They'll add a couple of seconds to the time. So it's 5:46 left in the third. And get the clock set. And two shots here for Gracie Merkel. First free throw for Merkel. And it connects. 2-point lead here for the Badgers. Merkel to cut it to one. Tongue sticking out a little bit. Focus shot, and she got them both. 44-43, Wisconsin. 5:46 left in the third. Lily Cron will come in for UW. Natalie Leitzinger also in for the Badgers. Keith Porter, Douglas, and Williams on the floor. Now we see that three-quarters court press here. And that trap opportunity for Penn State. Wisconsin breaks it easily. This will give chance for Wisconsin to have some numbers. There's Porter. Rises. Fouled. Got the basket to go. And a chance at a free throw here for Ronnie Porter. She gives a little fist pump to the few Badger fans that are here. and she'll have a chance at the three-point play. What's great about it is if you can break the press clean, you will have numbers because Penn State's then got to go back, and if you attack it, you should be able to get yourself a high percentage chance, and the Badgers did just that. 46-43, the three-point lead for UW. Free throw upcoming for Ronnie Porter. 5:35 left in the third. Porter on the year, a 65% free throw shooter. She does expect herself to be better than that. See what she can do here with just the one free throw, and she got it. 47-43, the Badgers. They get back down on defense. Well, as we've said, Wisconsin has led for most of this game, over 16 minutes of it. Penn State less than 4 minutes, but Penn State always just a few points away. Turnover there. Douglas ripped it away from the Lady Lion. The Badgers with numbers. Cron wide open three-pointer. Left side. She airballed it. Goes over the top of everything. Fouled, though, by Williams, and Wisconsin gets to set up their offense. Porter says, give me a chance at that three. Wide right rebound by Merkel of Penn State, and she fires it up the floor. One-on-two disadvantage. Hesitation dribble for Steele. Now she'll back it out. Wisconsin did a good job getting back defensively. You can tell both of these coaches telling their players to get back. They do not want to give up any of the easy transition buckets. I'd say both defenses have done a pretty good job of that here in the first half and change. Almost a turnover. Yes, it will be. Porter able to stick with it. Ripped it away from Murray. And back to the Badgers we go. A dozen turnovers now on Penn State. Wisconsin the four-point lead. 4:37 left in our third quarter. Ronnie Porter, you can tell she got a little of that swagger now to her dribble. Porter off to Williams, long two. Ooh, got that blocked away by Merkel. Comes right back to Williams. She says, let me take you on the dribble. Lost it, comes out to the near sideline, and a turnover on Wisconsin. Well, the Williams not used to it, 6'4", getting a shot blocked by the 6'6 Merkel, though. And then tried to drive on her and lost it, and a turnover called on Wisconsin. That'll bring a media timeout on the floor. 4:23 left in the third. Wisconsin leading Penn State 47-43. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
For thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Badger Basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Reed Magnum in for John Audius on this Sunday afternoon. Aisha Jackson producing the Learfield Studios. Wisconsin and Penn State, we've got a good one here. Wisconsin leading 47-43. Just over 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Both teams needing to get a Big Ten victory and continue to have a chance to get into that Big Ten tournament. Such a change this year with only 15 of the 18 teams making it. For so many years, it was every team makes it no matter what. And you add all those former Pac-12 teams and conference announced this year, we are not going to take everybody. So it has added, and I've heard John talk with Coach Mosley about this, it has added a natural element to competing for postseason play. It's even Wisconsin at 2-12 in the conference and Penn State at 1-13. You're playing some really meaningful games here. try and get yourself in the Big Ten tournament. And Coach Mosley said yesterday, you know, as rough as this schedule's been, get in the Big Ten tournament, every team's at 0-0, and you give it your best shot. Back to the action here. Penn State with the ball, down by four, and we are now at the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Trying to do a spin move there. Walker lost it, and good defense by Natalie Leitzinger coming in and bringing on that turnover. So back to the Badgers we go. A Baker's dozen as these turnovers continue to mount for Penn State. Wisconsin sitting at eight. Four-point lead for the Badgers. 3:50 to go in the third. Cron on the floor. Three-pointer left side. Oh, halfway down, and boy, these rims are tight. Couldn't get it to go. Poked out of bounds by Penn State. It'll stay with Wisconsin. Cron 0 for 2 shooting these threes. Looking for her first basket there of the game. Wisconsin inbounded here, left of their basket. Off to Sarah Williams. Now to Carter McCray. Porter will come up, run that point guard position. 12 seconds to shoot, plenty of time on the shot clock. Porter brings it back out, top of the wheel. There's Carter McCray, now Leitzinger. 6 seconds. Here the Badger bench shouting it out. 3 seconds. McCray's got to get it up. It'll count if it goes. Missed it wide right. Just bricked off the backboard, so that is a shot clock violation. Didn't get rim. And that was an impressive defensive possession by Penn State. 47-43. Wisconsin still the four-point lead. 3:24 left in the third. Largest lead for Penn State was 4 in the first quarter, and Wisconsin's largest lead has been 7. This has been close the whole way. Johnson top of the circle, down low, and there is Gracie Merkel, who gets blocked by Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. You can tell the look on Merkel's face. She's not used to having many shots blocked at 6'6". She had blocked a Sarah Williams shot earlier in this quarter. Williams giving her a little bit of her own medicine there. Sarah Williams, of course, one of the great shot blockers in Wisconsin history. And there is going to be a three-pointer on the right corner by Santana, and this lead is cut to 1 for the Badgers. 2:59 to go in the third, 47-46 Wisconsin. Got to answer here. Wisconsin 0 for their last 7 in a 3.5-minute scoring drought. Here's Porter, left of the circle, rises up for a 2. That one not close, too strong and a little wide left. Rebound comes down to Penn State. Drought continues here. Now almost losing it out of bounds, Penn State. They'll stick with it, though. Down to Johnson. She'll jump stop, goes off the glass, and she got it. And look out, Penn State's got the lead. Well, Penn State has not had a lead in this second half, let alone the second quarter. It's been since the first quarter. Lily Cron trying to answer with a 3. Missed it again from that left corner. Cron now at 0 for 3 from downtown. And the one-point lead for Penn State stays. 2:15 to go in the third. Moving up, turnover there. Ripped it away. There was Carter McCray. Penn State at 14 turnovers, and Wisconsin trying to make it happen. And it will get poked out by the Lady Lions. It'll stay with Wisconsin. 23 in the shot clock. Cron's going to go out. Tess Myers will come, and it's tough. Those are your two sharpshooters. You've got Myers, who's 0 for 3 shooting threes. Cron, your other sharpshooter, she's 0 for 3 too. So both them combined 0 for 6. And that's such a big part of Wisconsin's offense. When it's not working, it's challenging. Two-pointer missed there by Williams. Porter, though, able to grab the rebound. Under 2 to go in the third. Wisconsin now trailing by 1. Been a struggle here in this third quarter shooting for UW. See if they can get the lid lifted off this thing. Williams, the right baseline. Goes up. 1 second. Here's a rush three by Myers. And that was halfway down and didn't go through. How many times have we said that in this game? Another miss there by the Badgers. And here comes Penn State offensively up by 1. 95 seconds to go in the third. And we have a off-ball whistle. And that's going to be a foul on Leitzinger away from the ball. All right, so Leitzinger, that is her second personal. Wisconsin, 2 team fouls. And that will be an inbounds play here for Penn State, and they'll work it around the three-point arc. 90 seconds left in the third. Stepping inside, long two, straight on. Johnson misses it, little short. Rebound here. Ronnie Porter going to move up the floor. Won't push it. Looks for somebody moving in. There's Carter McCray. Player goes down in front of her. Penn State trying to draw that foul was a Lady Lion in Johnson. And McCray, thankfully, the referees didn't bite on it. McCray went right around her for the easy deuce. 49-48 Wisconsin. 105 to go in the third. Merkel now top of the circle. Has to back off, trying to drive there. Walker stolen away again by Carter McRae. An up-ahead lead feed. There's Myers from Porter. Layup, good, and there's some action for Wisconsin. 51-48, Wisconsin with a three-point lead. 48 seconds left in the third. Wisconsin at one point was 1 of 10 in this quarter. A couple of buckets here, and Wisconsin has a three-point advantage again. Dangerous pass. Penn State able to stay with it, though. Now to Santana. Right free throw line extended. Top of the wheel for Johnson. 10 to shoot. Johnson fakes right, hands it off to her teammate. Now stepping in, there's Oden. Two-pointer from 6 feet away, missed it, around and out, loose ball. Oh, it went right to a Penn State Lady Lion down low. Johnson cleans it up off the glass. One-point lead for Wisconsin, 51-50. 15 seconds to go in the third. Shot clock is turned off. Porter plays for the final shot for UW of this third period. Porter with 7 seconds. Now she'll move, looking over at Coach Mosley, 4 seconds. Got to hurry here. 3 seconds off to Leitzinger. 2 seconds. Leitzinger going to force it up. Off-balance shot left. It's short. And that last offensive possession feels like it could have been a little bit better there for Wisconsin. But they go into the third quarter break with a 51-50 lead. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our ATC Smart Play of the Game, give you some quick stats, and get ready for what should be a very fun and very important fourth quarter of play. Wisconsin winning right now at Penn State 51-50. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
To 50 after three quarters of play. Wisconsin, the one-point lead at Penn State. And time now for our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. Inside for Myers. Now to McRae. Quick pass in there to Williams. Foul, got the basket to go, and there's Sarah Williams. Textbook, got it down low, goes up strong, gets the basket and the foul. She'll have a chance at the three-point play. ATC Smart Play of the Game, ATC energizing your future with smart careers, and the Badgers will have to play smart as we get ready for a very important fourth quarter of play. 51-50, the Wisconsin lead. Right now you've got Ronnie Porter with 16, had herself a good third quarter. Sarah Williams, 17 points. Carter McRae, 11. Allie Douglas didn't score in that third quarter, but she's still sitting at 8. And for the Badgers, we shall see what the fourth quarter brings. Again, 2-12 in the conference, 1-13, the Lady Lions. Winner of this game will do a lot to try and get their ticket punch to the Big Ten tournament. We start out with a long two right side by Sarah Williams offensively. Missed it. McRae the rebound, though. The Badgers stay with it. Here's Porter off to Douglas. Oh, had a little window to shoot that three. Passed it up, though. And now they'll swing it around to the left side and Tess Myers. McRae, Williams, Myers, Porter, and Douglas, the five on the floor for the Badgers in red. Three-pointer, Ronnie Porter right side, and she got it. Best way to start off this fourth quarter. 54-50, Wisconsin. 35 seconds into our final period of regulation. See how Penn State tries to answer here. Oden now dribbling around in that right side. Screen by Murray. Pass it off to Johnson. Now in that left corner. Walker looking to drive. Nothing there. Wisconsin cuts her off. Now Walker changes directions. Ford to shoot. Goes up. Oh, got called for a foul. Allie Douglas said, let's call that a jump ball. Referee says, no, it's going to be a foul. And two free throws coming up here for Penn State. Douglas first personal. First by either side here, 55 seconds into the fourth quarter. Two free throws for Penn State and Walker. I'll tell you, it's been interesting watching Penn State. I called that game last year when Penn State, in a much better situation record-wise, came to the Kohl Center and Wisconsin upset them. And they had a lot of graduate students. First free throw misses by Walker. A lot of graduate students, a lot of seniors. And you knew that when that turnover would happen by those graduations, what would happen? It's a very different Penn State offense. Second free throw is made by Walker, 1-for-2, and the Wisconsin lead is at 3. But it felt like last year, Penn State, they just did more offensively, more screens, more actions, more backdoor cutting. I say Wisconsin's offense, far more active than Penn State. Penn State, it's a lot of moving around the three-point arc. It's a lot of individual dribbling, and that's just not the offense I recall from watching them a year ago. But certainly personnel can play a factor in that. Oh, it looked like Carter McRae traveled and got trapped in the forecourt. They don't call it. Here's Wisconsin for Douglas. Three-pointer right side, and she got it. And that went from what looked like a turnover to a three. The Wisconsin lead is to 6. A minute 20 into the fourth quarter. So 2 threes for the Badgers and 1-for-2 at the free throw line for Penn State. And Wisconsin, 6-point lead now, 90 seconds into the fourth. Here's Murray. One of the best three-point shooters in the conference has not done much from downtown today. Three-pointer right side. Ah, Santana answers. Santana with a right corner three. Wisconsin lead cut to 3. Almost 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Here's now Williams. Goes up strong. Oh, got fouled. Almost got that shot to go. Instead, she will have 2 free throws upcoming. Gabby Elliott called for the foul. First team foul for Penn State, I should say. And that is the second personal called on Elliott. Both sides going with some subs here. 2 free throws for Sarah Williams. And you kind of wonder if this is going to be a game where Williams at the free throw line could decide it. First free throw up and too strong. Missed it. Second one here. And that free throw, she got it. So 2-for-3 shooting free throws today, and it is a 58-54 Wisconsin lead. 8:10 left in the fourth. On the floor for the Badgers, Porter, Myers, McRae, Williams, and Douglas. So Wisconsin, between those last three players I mentioned, they've got some good size, some good height. Double team on Merkel causes the turnover. Here are the Badgers now moving up the floor. Ronnie Porter up ahead to Douglas. Now Porter, wide open three, right side, left it short. And the rebound to Merkel, and then she'll draw the foul. Was almost uncomfortably open. You could tell Porter thought there was a defender trailing, and when she saw nobody around, she said, okay, I'll take the three, but sometimes you're so open that it throws you off, and it felt like that play there.
Elbow. It's the down screen into the post.
All right, so 4-point lead here for the Badgers. 7:50 left in the fourth. Back to Penn State offensively.
Sit on the elbow. Sit on the elbow. Stay at the elbow.
Wisconsin coaching staff thinking they're pretty confident that this is going to be an elbow shot for Penn State. We'll continue to watch here. Top of the wheel for Turner. Now she'll move down, gets a handoff from Elliott. And now a screen at the elbow. There's going to be a shot by Elliott. Boy, the coaching staff right on it. Missed it with a hand in the face. Coaching staff knew that was going to be an elbow shot, and it was, and Wisconsin able to defend it. Now here's Myers. 3-pointer right side and 2 wide right. And the rebound down to Merkel of Penn State. That felt like Myers forcing it there a little bit. She is 1-for-6 from the field and 0-for-4 shooting threes today. 7 minutes left in the fourth. There's Merkel wide open on a trailing play. Nobody accounted for her, despite being 6'6". And she gets the easy bunny on the left. Wisconsin lead cut back to 2. Under 7 to go in the fourth. Here's Ronnie Porter for the Badgers. Toss it over to Sarah Williams. Looking inside for McRae. Bounce pass there. And an in-between hop. And McRae couldn't grab it. And a turnover called on Wisconsin. Penn State's had 16 turnovers. Wisconsin with 9. But these turnovers in the fourth quarter, they feel a little more costly. 58-56 Wisconsin on defense. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Here's Santana. Working that right corner. Tries to pass it in. Merkel getting triple teamed. Wisconsin's McRae knocks it out of bounds in the baseline. He'll stay with the Lady Lions with 15 on the shot clock. Merkel is looking over at that bench. She's gassed. You're dealing with double and triple teams. You don't blame her. Looking over to that bench, and nobody coming up to the scores table, so she'll stay in there. I think she's so tired on that last basket that she got. She was so slow getting back that nobody accounted for her, and it gave her the easy basket. 10 to shoot for Penn State. Top of the wheel. There's Murray. Three-pointer. Missed it, and a rebound comes down to Douglas. Thought she was getting her arm held. Able to fight through it anyway. And the lead stays at two for Wisconsin. 6:16 left in the fourth. Ronnie Porter now between the legs dribble. Comes inside the circle. Dancing a little bit in the paint. Inside the circle. There's Williams. Two-pointer. Boy, she barely hit that front of the rim. That's third time in this game she's had that. And now a big lead feed. Hall tries to save it for Penn State. And she does, but it goes right to a Badger. There is the 17th turnover by Penn State. Wisconsin in transition. Douglas inside the paint. She could take it if she wants it. Down low, there's McCray. Gets run over by Merkel. And she earns two shots at the free throw line. So that's three for Merkel with 5:52 to go in regulation. Would you dare sit her if you're Penn State? We will see. 5:52 to go. Wisconsin trying to add to the two-point lead. Merkel's going to stay in there with the three. She is the one in the most foul trouble for Penn State. Right now, Wisconsin's Sarah Williams also with three. So your two leading scorers of the game. Free throw from McCray. She missed it too strong.
It's going to be a scissor clutch. Scissor clutch. Three's going to set a back screen.
McCray going to work it again at the free throw line. She will get those pink shoes up at the line. Williams and Merkel will work on trying to get a miss if it is there, and no need. Got the make. So Williams and Merkel, the two players he had highlighted. Merkel with 24 in this game. Williams with 18. Both playing with three personal fouls. Remember, five and you're done. 5:46 left in the fourth, and especially in a game like this, overtime's a possibility, and your fouls don't reset, so we'll watch these two a little closer. We've already been watching them close. We'll watch them even a little closer as this final five and a half goes. Tipped out there. Last touch by Douglas. Good defense. Eight on the shot clock for Penn State. 59-56. Wisconsin with the three-point lead. Penn State will have eight on the shot clock. A little moisture on the floor there. Look at that wiped off. And we are good to play. Penn State offensively down by three. Walker, stutter step at the free throw line. Trying to go up against Douglas. Got her in the air. Missed it, though. Good defense. Merkel, the rebound, though. And she goes off the glass. And she gets the basket to go. There is not a lot you can do when she gets herself planted in that area. You're not going to move her out of there. And 6'6", and with those long arms, it's tough. 5:09 left in the fourth. Wisconsin, the lead trimmed to one. Leitzinger in the game for Wisconsin. Also Williams, McCray. You got Douglas and Myers stepping inside. Down low, there's McCray. Got fouled. She'll go up and two free throws off the miss. Foul there on Walker. So that's going to be three as a team for Penn State. Walker gets called for her second, and the under five media timeout has been called. So we'll get those free throws when we come back. 59-58, Wisconsin leading. 4:58 left in regulation. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
4:58 left in the fourth. 59-58 Wisconsin, the one-point lead back at the Bryce Jordan Center. In Happy Valley, Wisconsin trying to win at Penn State. think a fan just won something off of a three-point shot, so crowd loves that. We'll see if Wisconsin can get more of those baskets to go here in the final just under 5 minutes. For the Badgers, shooting 44% in the game, 25 of 57. Penn State at 51%, 23 of 45. Wisconsin three-pointers have been a challenge. They're 4 of 17. Penn State not much better at 5 of 13. Free throws, Wisconsin 6 of 8. Penn State 7 of 11. But you always circle those turnovers, don't you? It's one of the most important stats in any basketball game. Right now, Penn State 17 turnovers. Wisconsin 13 points off those turnovers. Wisconsin has committed 9 turnovers. Penn State's generated 4 points off those turnovers. So there's a lot of these categories that Penn State has a lead in, but not the turnovers. And so often it's turnovers and free throws that decide a game. Right now, Wisconsin will have free throws upcoming here for Carter McRae. And Wisconsin trying to get a little bit more to their lead. That is very small. Players coming back out of the floor, out of the timeout. Next game for Wisconsin, they will host Northwestern next Sunday at the Kohl Center. So the week off here, 1:40 pregame, 2 o'clock tip. John Audius will be back on the call for that. Free throw for McRae, up and nothing, but the bottom of the net, a perfect swish. Wisconsin, a two-point advantage. Second free throw for McRae. Up and, she missed it. And the ball goes out. Last touched by either Williams, must have been Williams, because that wouldn't have been on the shot. And so Wisconsin's lead stays at 60-58, 4:55 to go in the fourth. Murray for Penn State, up ahead. Here is Johnson. Going to go down low and stolen away. There's a turnover. Wisconsin coming back. Ronnie Porter up ahead. Tess Myers not going to take a three. Instead, oh, bad pass. Tried to get it to McRae. Didn't have position. And then that will be a what? Foul or a jump ball? We're going to call the foul. Yeah, so we're going to call a foul on Wisconsin's McRae. Carter McRae, that is her second personal. To his team, called on Wisconsin. And Tess Myers will go take a seat. 60-58, Wisconsin, 4:40 left in the fourth. Up into the forecourt come the Lady Lions. Santana off to Johnson. Up ahead between the circles. Walker going to give it to Santana. Now she's going to try and drive on Ronnie Porter. Porter, good defense, though, for Wisconsin. Back out ahead to Murray. Now Johnson. She'll try and drive on McRae. Left baseline. Putting the dribble down. She's going to try and scoop it over to Merkel. No, stolen away by Leitzinger. A couple turnovers now by Penn State in the last minute. Wisconsin with a big skip pass to Douglas. Dangerous, but she hauls it in. Now a spin move there. Douglas, oh, pretty dribbling. Gives it off to Sarah Williams. And that's going to draw a timeout by Penn State. 62-58, Wisconsin, the four-point lead. 4:06 to go. And how about that dribbling by Hallie Douglas? Wow. A little shake and bake move and a spin. And for the Badgers, Hallie Douglas, impressive. All right, they're going to take another media timeout, so we'll take a break to 4:06 left in the fourth. Wisconsin leading 62-58. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Shaping up for quite a finish, 62-58, Wisconsin leading at Penn State, 4:06 to go. Took the final media timeout here. Wisconsin will have three team timeouts. Penn State also with three. So both coaches will be able to do their thing with the timeouts. But for the Badgers and Penn State, trying to get a victory here for those important Big Ten conference standings. As we said, Wisconsin has Northwestern next Sunday and for Penn State at Michigan next Saturday. So both these teams will have some time off here and both sides leaving it all out on the floor. And when you're have had the tough Big Ten slate that you've had, you're certainly going to continue to work it. I was talking with Mitch Simmons. He's the director of basketball operations for the Badgers, and just asked him how the team was doing through all of it. I filled in for some games for John to begin the first half of the season. Wisconsin in the non-conference got off to their best start in over a decade. And then obviously they ran into the Big Ten slate. And he said, you know, working through it every day, continuing to stick with the process. But he said, when you look at the Big Ten and how many teams are going to make the NCAA tournament, when you look at how many ranked teams there are in the conference, this is a whole different conference than last year. Wisconsin had six conference wins last year. But this is a whole different animal with how difficult this Big Ten has gotten, especially when you have the likes of UCLA and USC joining the conference. But get in the Big Ten tournament, see what you can do. And part of that is you win today, 62-58 Wisconsin, under four to go. It's Penn State ball. Wisconsin settles in on their classic man-to-man defense. Santana on the right side. Going to move down the right corner, trying to go down low. Nothing there. Instead to Murray. 10 to shoot here for Penn State. Murray inside the circle. Lost her dribble. It's loose on the floor. Going to be a tie up here. Will they give the jump ball or do we get a timeout? They will give the timeout, I believe, to Penn State. Or did they call it a held ball? They called it a held ball. No timeout. Possession arrow to Wisconsin. All right. I thought they gave Penn State the timeout, but they instead gave the tie-up and possession to the Badgers. So 20 turnovers committed by Penn State in this game. Wisconsin with 10. 4-point lead for the Badgers. 3:41 left in the fourth. And Penn State going to set up their full-court press. Referees will now come together and have a quick conference. I can't imagine they're discussing if they would give the timeout to Penn State. And now what? We have the referees are going to come to the scores table. And are they going to go to the monitor on this? They're going to review the last play. All right, so I think they're going to review the last play. They called it a jump ball right away. And I can't imagine you would go back and reward a timeout. Are they potentially looking at a foul? I'm not sure. This looked like both teams didn't have much of an argument, and we're going to play on here, and it is Badger ball, so you'd like this to stay as it's been. But we will see. Penn State's had four turnovers as it stands in the last 3.5 minutes. But this is going to give both coaches a chance to call over their players and get the whiteboards out and coach them through. So it's a, kind of a bonus timeout for each of these staffs. All right, referees will set things down headset-wise in the scores table, and they will say, we're going to call it a jump ball and no change. So a little minute break, and they're just going to say jump ball, and so this will stay with Wisconsin. So we'll re-rack things here. Wisconsin, the 4-point lead, and again, they will have to break the full court press by Penn State. 3:41 left, 4-point lead for the Badgers, 62-58. Sarah Williams with 20 in the game, Porter with 16, Carter McCray 13, and Douglas with 11. Gracie Merkel has 24 for Penn State. Playing with those three fouls, she is currently on the bench. And here we go, Wisconsin working to break the full court press. They'll do a skip pass from McCray right back to Williams. She'll move it up the floor. Wisconsin breaks it rather easily. All right, Wisconsin will set up offensively, working right towards in the direction of their Badger bench. So Coach Mosley can call things out to her team, as can the assistant coaches. 10 to shoot here for Wisconsin. 4-point lead, 3:20 to go. Sarah Williams gets double teamed, goes out to Leitzinger. 5 to shoot. Douglas, 3-pointer, left side. She's feeling hot. Oh, it's straight on, but too strong. And then Carter McCray gets her legs taken out from under her, slammed down on the floor. And she is feeling it. Players are going to help her up, and she's got to get her bearings as she got her legs cut out from under her, and she hit the floor parallel right on her backside. And she gets up, and she is walking it off. let's see, did they call a Santana foul on that? They did. And I agree with it. So Santana called for the foul. That is four team fouls called on Penn State. And so Wisconsin the bonus the rest of the way. Santana, that is just her first personal. Gives Wisconsin a fresh shot clock. They'll go down low to Carter McRae. Back outside. Here's Porter. Going to step in. Left elbow. 15-footer. Little flat and missed it. Rebound to Penn State. Under three to go. 62-58 Wisconsin. Walker back out to Santana. She'll move it off on the right side now. Santana with Leitzinger in her face. Giving her a little room to shoot, though. She's not really a shooting threat. Now driving in. There's Elliott. Goes up. Missed the floater. Ball all over. Who's going to grab it? Comes back to Elliott somehow. She'll go up. Misses everything. Right into the hands of Johnson of Penn State. And then she draws the foul. Oh, my goodness. Foul called on Sarah Williams. That's big. That is her fourth personal. Her palms are up towards the rafters saying, that can't be called on me. One more foul and Williams would be done for the game. And this will be two free throws upcoming by Penn State. And they show the replay. Hands are coming down a little bit, but boy, that might have been a clean block too. That is a huge call. Williams is saying, could we get a replay review? The referee is not going to do it. Williams thought she was being subbed out by Myers. She was not. So Williams is going to stay in there with four personal fouls. 2:36 to go. Wisconsin's lead is four, and this is a huge decision in this point in the game, and Johnson hits the first free throw for Penn State. Second free throw to cut it to two. Up and rattles home. 62-60. Wisconsin leads with the ball. 2:35 to go. And again, Sarah Williams playing with four personal fouls. One more and she would be done. Ronnie Porter up ahead. There's Tess Myers. Right corner. Down low. Williams going to get double teamed. Goes up strong. Did she get fouled? Yes, she did. Draws the foul. Two free throws here for Sarah Williams. And that's just really too wide. You can't take her out of the game. Offensively, you need her. But defensively, she's going to have to be very, very cautious. Now, she's one of the great shot blockers in program history. In fact, only the second Badger ever to record 200 career blocks. And she did that in still her junior season. Alongside Michelle Lohman, the only Badgers to ever do that. But you're going to have to not be too aggressive defensively just because you're playing with those four personals. Free throw up and good. You see Coach Mosley with the referee still putting her arms up in the air saying Sarah's going straight up. So she is still on the referees. Be interesting to see here if Sarah makes this free throw. Will they sub her out because it'll be a defensive possession or will they keep her in the game? Second free throw for Williams up and it went all around the rim and she missed it. Hit every part of that rim and a touch of the backboard and didn't go down. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. 2:20 to go. Wisconsin gets back down on defense. Man-to-man defense here for the Badgers. Oh, Williams tries to go for a steal. Almost got called for a bumping foul. Did not, and we'll play on here. Back to Penn State with the ball. 12 to shoot. Off to the left corner in Murray. 10 to shoot. Top of the circle. Driving. Santana up and under move. Cuts her way through two. Badgers missed it. There's Merkel. Way too big inside and cleans it up easily. And we have ourselves a one-point game. 63-62 Wisconsin. 1:50 to go. Wisconsin has the ball. McRae now off to Douglas. Give off to Porter. She'll move inside the circle. Little stutter step. Now she'll move down low. There's Carter McRae. McRae going up around everybody. Got the basket to go off the glass on the right side. Great job. McRae sticking with it. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. 1:32 left. Big lead feed up ahead. Merkel missed the easy one. Rebound for Williams. Huge miss, and Wisconsin's got it. 3-point lead for the Badgers. 1:23 to go. Both these teams have three timeouts. Coach is letting them play on, though. Porter now high on the right side. Bleeding clock, 1:13 left. Still 14 on the shot clock. There's Douglas, three-pointer left to the circle. Oh, she hit it. Hallie Douglas, have yourself a game. 4-for-7 shooting threes, 68-62 Wisconsin with 1:03 to go. And Coach Keeger from Penn State's going to take a timeout. Boy, that was a play for Douglas. It's a 30-second timeout. That was a play for Douglas where there was 13 seconds on the shot clock. And with 1:10 to go, you're thinking you might want to take another 5-plus seconds off. Instead, she rises up for the three, and she hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Well, that's fun to see. Hallie Douglas, graduate student, coming back for this year. Battled through that season-ending knee injury last year. And it's really for moments like this in a graduate season that started out so great. Big Ten slate's been tough, but hits a big three, and already a few Penn State fans starting to head for the exits. Not over yet here. 68-62, 6-point lead for the Badgers, 103 to go. But Wisconsin will be in the bonus the rest of the way, and at this point, if you can hit your free throws, you're going to get out of here with that very important victory and take one step closer to getting yourself that Big Ten tournament berth. On the floor for the Badgers, you do have Ronnie Porter, Carter McRae, Natalie Leitzinger, good defensive player. Hallie Douglas in, you can't take the hot hand out. And Sarah Williams with the four personals is staying in there. So Wisconsin with a defensive possession here, up by six. 1 minute to go. Fadeaway jumper there. Elliott fouled. Missed the basket. She thought she would get the roll. She did not, but two free throws. And only took a second and a half off of the clock. 58.4 remaining in 68-62 Wisconsin. And this will be two free throws for Gabby Elliott. Elliott, six straight games in double figures, including this one. Takes a big deep breath. Big free throws here. First free throw up, and she missed it. Too strong off the back of the iron. 6-point lead for Wisconsin. Second free throw here. All of these big. Up, and she got that one. One for two. 68-63, Wisconsin. 58.4 to go. And we have a timeout called by Wisconsin. Again, this is a 30-second timeout. Well, you knew these coaches. They were going to use these timeouts for the end of the game. You weren't going to take them home with you. They're not worth anything. Coach Keeger with her black marker and her whiteboard out. Coach Mosley, similar setup. Just a 30-second timeout. Typically don't sit. You just stand with your players around you. Coach Mosley with a few other parting words. Very demonstrative with her hands. Breaks down the huddle. And here we go. 69. Wisconsin setting up their inbounds here. It's going to be a full court press. 68-63. 58.4 to go. Wisconsin inbounds at the forecourt. Trying to trap there on the far sideline. Douglas trying to move her way through it. And we have a foul called. Foul called on Penn State. 68-63 Wisconsin. Free throws here. Wisconsin the bonus the rest of the way. Good strong play there by Douglas to go through it. You get trapped. You want to work your way right through those trappers. And she drew the foul. Now the all-important free throws for Douglas.
Number 10, Hallie Douglas at the ball.
5-point lead with 54.9 to go. Two free throws here for Hallie Douglas. First free throw up, and she got it. Calmly knocks it down. Second free throw for Douglas to get to 70. Up, and perfect stroke. 70-63 Wisconsin, 54.9 to go. Penn State will now take a timeout. All right, so Penn State will take their timeout. I think this will be another 30-second timeout. Penn State will be down to one timeout after this. Wisconsin will have their two. And once the timeouts are utilized by the Lady Lions, expect this game to move a lot faster in the last 40 or so seconds ultimately that we'll have. We got about 55 seconds, 54.9 right now. Quick timeout for both sides. Wisconsin 1-8 on the road this year, trying to get just their second road conference victory of the season. Next Sunday, hosting Northwestern at the Kohl Center. That'll be a huge 1-2 for the Badgers.
Winner, 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 winner.
All right, so they'll go cross in, and they get it into Merkel. She's going to go against the player with four fouls, and Williams just puts her hands down and gives up the basket. Didn't want to draw the foul. That's a smart play. Not a lot you can do when Merkel catches it there. So Penn State's within five, 48 seconds to go. Porter running up the floor, trying to draw a foul. Referee's not calling anything. Now to Douglas. Time still ticking, 40 seconds. Douglas gets it into McCray, 39 seconds. They're trying to foul. Carter McCray goes outside to Leitzinger. She'd have been a good player to foul. Instead, they will get a reach and foul on Douglas, and that took a ton of time off the clock. There's only 34.1 to go. Wisconsin's up by five with free throws. Boy, Penn State was trying to do the trap in the backcourt, and then when Porter came forward, they just could not get the reach and foul. You had Carter McCray with the basketball, and at just a 59% free throw shooter, she would have been the player to foul if you're a Penn State player. Instead, they allowed it to get all the way around to Hallie Douglas, who has been good from the free throw line, and she'll step back in there. All right, so two free throws for Douglas. Again, a five-point lead, 34.1 to go. First free throw up and too strong. Wipes off those shoes, takes a step back. Regains herself, wipes off the hands off the pant legs, and try this again. Five-point lead for Wisconsin. To make it six, Douglas got it. 71-65, the Badgers, 34.1 to go. And Penn State will use their final timeout, and it is a full timeout. So Douglas with 17 points in the game. Her career high, by the way, is 18. So she's having herself close to a career day, may surpass her career high. Other scores for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams, 21. You have 16 for Porter. Carter McCray with 15. So four players in double figures. Gracie Merkel has 28 for Penn State. Santana with 9 and Johnson with 8. So Wisconsin with much more spreading around on their scoring. Thing you have to realize, though, is Sarah Williams with 15 points in the first half. So she's only had 6 in the second half. But so far it has been enough for Wisconsin to have a 6-point lead. Again, with 34 seconds remaining. All right, so that's going to do it for the timeout. Penn State is out of timeouts, and Wisconsin up 71-65. Ronnie Porter, by the way, with 12 assists. So that is a career high for her. And her 12 assist performance, that is 8th best single game assist performance in the Wisconsin record books. All right, three-pointer left side. That one misses for Penn State. They get their own rebound, though. Off the miss, they'll go with the putback. Foul. Oh, and the basket counts. Hold everything. Basket counts for Penn State. They got a chance at the three-point play with 29.2 to go. Three-pointer left corner was a miss. And then Walker got the rebound, put it up, and a foul was called on, I believe that was on Carter McCray. And they got a chance at the three-point play here. If she gets this free throw, it's a three-point game with 29.2 to go. Don't go anywhere. You thought after that missed three, Wisconsin gets the rebound and they can get out of here with a victory, but hold everything. See if Walker can miss this free throw. Free throw up, and she hit it. Okay, 71-68, three-point lead for Wisconsin, 29.2 to go. And Coach Mosley's going to use another 30-second timeout. She'll have one remaining. All right. Thought after the miss, we were pretty close to home free there, but the rebound and the foul and the putback. And this is a three-point game still. One of these games where it's been close through the entire time, but Wisconsin has led for almost 29 minutes of this game. And we're 39 and a half minutes in, and Wisconsin's led for almost 29 minutes of that. So it's one of those games where always close, but when you have the lead for that much of it, it's devastating if you can't get out of there with the victory when it's all zeros at the end of it. All right, so second horn goes. Teams break it down, and the all-important inbounds here for the Badgers. Get it inbound, get fouled, make your free throws, and get on a plane and get back to Madison with your Third conference victory. Here we go. Get the inbound. There is Leitzinger. She's going to drive on the baseline. Still taking time off. 25 seconds. Player's not fouling. Goes out of bounds near sideline. It will stay with Wisconsin, but that was not a foul. Leitzinger got it tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Wisconsin, but that was not a foul. Oof. 24 seconds to go. 71-68 the Badgers. Try this inbound again. Yeah, Leitzinger was trying to go for a pass to Cron, and it got knocked out. Badgers get it in this time. Porter draws the foul, and she will go to the free throw line, and now you got to make your free throws. Three-point lead. If you just make one, you make it a two-score game. Penn State going to bring in some of their offensive players now. Ronnie Porter getting her jersey retucked in. And he's all-important free throws for Ronnie Porter. Big, deep breath at the free throw line. Free throw up, and it is good. 72-68, Wisconsin has themselves a two-possession lead and a four-point lead. See if you can get it to a five-point lead. Free throw up, and she hit them both. Ice cold blood running through the veins of Ronnie Porter. Five-point lead for the Badgers, under 20 seconds to go. Just don't foul here. Penn State moves it quickly into the forecourt. Walker goes around Porter. She'll go up, lost that one. Comes to Douglas. She'll move it into the backcourt. Fires it up ahead to Sarah Williams. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. She'll draw the foul, and it looks like Wisconsin's going to come into Happy Valley, get this conference victory on the road, and keep themselves in position to make the Big Ten tournament. 6.9 remaining. Wisconsin up 73-68. See if Williams can cap this off with a couple of free throws. First free throw up. She got it. Second free throw here.